Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show, we're getting to a bunch of sex and love topics. Do you really want to open up your relationship, or are you just looking for an excuse to cheat? Should you confront a new boyfriend who is yet to pick up the bill? And what do you do with your dog when it's time to get down and dirty? Thanks for listening. I have a question for you. Would you go to the grocery store and pick out just one type of food to eat for every meal, every day? Of course not. So why would you limit yourself to just one type of sex toy? That would be my biggest nightmare. So think of AdamandEve.com like a sex toy supermarket. They have all my favorite high-quality brands like WeVibe, Magic Wand, Jimmy Jane, Pure Lube, and more. And to make it easier to stock up on an arsenal of toys and lube, the folks at Adam and Eve have set me up with a special deal for all of you. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time, you'll get 50% off any item. But that's not all. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll get 3 free adult DVDs, you know, for a little inspiration, plus an extra free gift and free shipping on your entire order. They do not gouge you at shipping, because that's what I hate. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. 50% off one item. Type Emily for the offer code to check out. And when you do, 3 free DVDs, free shipping, free stuff. Use code Emily at AdamandEve.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out all of our podcasts. Oh, you know what you should do, as long as you're there? Sign up for our mailing list. Subscribe. It's so easy. We've got a subscribe button. And you'll never miss a show because we do 2 a week. They'll come right into your on your phone or wherever you listen to podcasts. And it doesn't like take up space or anything. They're just there. And you're like, oh, I'll download it. I'll listen. It'll be a good time. And that's what you should do. We have a brand new website, too. If you haven't seen that yet, you will love it. And I'm here with Menace. And we are coming at you live from Gibson Showroom in Beverly Hills.
So
Gibson
fancy.
Rocks. I know. Aren't we fancy now?
Super fancy. I love it here. It's like a grab bag of just music and equipment. And,
I know, right? You know, we're like, we need a mic.
Guitars everywhere. I'm like, oh, I need that piece. And then I just go into a room. I'm like, yes, they have it here.
Kind of like a...
It's like having your own guitar center.
It's like a guitar center.
Yeah, it's great.
It's pretty cool. I love it.
I love being here.
I love being here with you, Menace.
I love being here with you also.
How are you?
I'm good. Where was I? I was in Mexico not too long ago.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah, I was in Puerto Vallarta. I don't even know if I say that right, but it was so much fun. I partied for days, and then one day I thought I would do something crazy. I go, as a goof, I go, let's go to Senior Frogs, which I've never been to. Oh. But that's where, you know, the notorious party spot is. Yeah. And I started off in the morning, and then my girlfriend and I are just drinking margaritas nonstop. And then we go back to the resort. We stayed at the Hard Rock Resort.
Oh, God. Crazy.
And it's just nothing but party. It's actually not too expensive. I highly recommend it. But every single room has a jacuzzi in it, right?
Shut up.
Every room. It's huge. As big as a hot tub, right?
An outdoor jacuzzi?
No, inside the room.
Okay.
Right? And all the rooms are marble. So we're there. We're drinking. We're partying. I dropped my phone in the jacuzzi. We're so hammered. Every room is just stocked with huge bottles of alcohol.
Amazing.
Right? And my phone still works, by the way. iPhone 6S.
It did not die when you dropped
the water.
It didn't.
Apparently, they're waterproof. I checked that out online. They don't really advertise that because I'm sure they don't want people testing it out. But the iPhone 6S is waterproof.
That's the best thing I've ever heard, because I did spill a cup of coffee of mine yesterday and it was fine. So I was like, what the fuck's going on?
Okay. Yeah, so... Getting hammered, all this stuff. And then my girlfriend and I, we decide, you know what? Let's order room service. So we go and we order room service, and the room service comes, and I go, you know what? I'm going to go grab it. Well, I don't even drive off because I'm so hammered, right? I go to the door and I slip and I smash my head on the ground. Blood is everywhere.
No.
The lady opening the door like freaks out. She's like, we got to call medical staff.
Senor, senor. Was she like,
yeah.
Okay.
She was tripping out. She's like, you got to call medical staff right now. And I go, no, no, I'm fine. And then I run to the shower and it's just blood just oozing everywhere. Right. And, the medical staff comes and they're like, you got to go to hospital. You got to get stitches. And I go, can we get to stop bleeding? Go, yeah, yeah. And they got it to stop bleeding. And I go, you know what? I'm good. So I just put a bandage around my head and just kept on partying for two more days.
I thought you were no longer getting blackout drunk.
It wasn't blackout drunk.
No, just no,
no. I was sober. I wasn't. But the only thing is, like, I was too afraid to try to buy marijuana in Mexico because I'm like, the one person I'm going to ask in Mexico is the one that's going to be the narc and is right. going to send me to
that's
a
true.
Jail
and you go
in
to
Mexico.
Mexican jail and I would
and
miss
then,
you.
I don't, yeah, and then I'll have to pay like stupid amount of pesos to try to get out of jail. So it wasn't worth it. And it had all the alcohol there. So see, that's why I shouldn't drink alcohol.
I know,
because
you shouldn't.
It's not
Look,
for me.
It was a reminder for you
yeah.
that you shouldn't. Well, that's funny because I'm actually going to... Mexico this weekend
oh,
with
sweet.
My mom. I'm going for a week with my mother to
just you and
Cabo.
Your mom.
Yeah,
sweet.
Me and my mom. We're gonna hang out. I haven't had a vacation, and we're gonna hang because I don't get to see her. You know, moms get older.
You guys are just gonna party.
I'm gonna party.
That's, so your mother's remarried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My stepdad. They've been together 30 years.
Yeah, we haven't really talked about that in a
no?
while.
No. What would you like to know?
No, I was together. Just wondering. Yeah, because I was wondering if your mom was, you know, single. Again,
no,
or something
no, no.
like that.
She's been my
second.
They're
prowl.
Super happy. No, we're you just like, we got to hang.
You and
like
your
girls.
Mom out in Cabo just cruising for dudes.
Exactly. No, you wonder something really funny about Senior Frogs, though?
Yeah.
So that's the place where they squirt the tequila in your mouth,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
it's crazy.
So when I was in high school, I was there. I went there on vacation. I would think I was a senior in high school, so I was 18. And my mom had just started working, and she was excited because she's like, I'm going to take us on a family vacation. And she just met my stepdad, I think, and it was my brother, who you love, who didn't like me. Now he likes me, but then he still did not. He was a junior in college.
Yeah.
I was a senior in high school, my mom, my stepdad. So we go for a week. And we go over New Year's, and we go to Senior Frog. We go there. So the problem is, the first day we get there to Mexico, the problem is, you know, my brother, he's so awesome, is that you go on a family vacation for a week, and all the guys are always like, oh, your brother's so cool. So all the guys that I think are cute are, like, instantly friends with my brother.
Yeah.
And all the girls think he's cute. So I'm like, God, I'm not going to make, you know, this week's going to suck, because it's like, they all want to hang my brother, and my brother never wants me around.
Yeah.
So we get there, and that happens, like, in the first day. I see this hot guy named John. I'm like, oh, my God, he's so hot, and 5 minutes later he's talking to my brother. I'm like, God damn it, I'm never gonna get to meet this guy. So I'm kind of pissed.
Your brother's gonna C-block you.
I know he does. So I'm sitting there, and I actually have one friend who's there from high school who I know, and she's there with her family, and we're hanging out all week, and I keep looking at this guy John. I have the biggest crush on him, but he barely talks to me. The last night, it's New Year's Eve, we're at Senior Frogs, which is this crazy place where the guys walk around, and this was like a long time ago, but they've got like a backpack filled with tequila, and they just shoot it
yes,
in your mouth.
That
right?
rules.
Right? Uh-huh. There's like a little thing, and they shoot your mouth. So I got wasted. My mom got wasted. My family's not like big drinking. We all got drunk. It's New Year's Eve. And so this guy, John, I start talking to him. He's like, hey, what's up? He's like, yeah. I said, what's up with you? He's like, I go to University of Michigan. He was like a sophomore. I'm like, God, I would love to go to U of M. I hope I get in. And he's like, well, don't you have a while? Like, I mean, don't you have a while to think about that? I'm like, no, I'm waiting to hear if I got accepted. He's like, wait a minute, how old are you? I was like, I'm 18, I'm a senior, I'm waiting. He's like, the first day I saw you by the pool, and I said to your brother, who's that chick? She's hot. And he's like, that's my sister, she's 14, don't talk to her.
Oh, no.
So all week long, every guy in Mexico that my brother was hanging out with, everyone thought I was 14.
Oh, well, I mean, you could pass as 14.
Well, yeah, but I was pissed, so then I hooked up with him. I was pissed at my brother. But my brother wasn't necessarily doing it to protect me. It's because he just really didn't want me to hang out. So that's my Senior Frogs messed up story.
See, Senior Frogs, people.
I know. So maybe I'll have to go this week with my mom.
Yeah, do it.
I know.
Just Snapchat it. How are you doing on Snapchat these days?
You know, we're Snapchatting now. It's at Sex with Emily on Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram. And I'm doing okay. Not as good as you.
Yeah,
your Snapchat. Like, it's just because I'm. It's another thing
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, and it's hard. It's like, I mean, it's funny because you know, Ice-T, the actor, rapper, yeah. Ice-T and Coco, and he was doing an interview about his reality show, and there were a couple seasons in, and then they decided to quit doing it. And he said, he goes, eventually, if you try to do something every day, like your life is not exciting every single day at every single moment, you know? And that's what you try to do with Snapchat and keep it up all the time. And it's, sometimes it's just impossible. Sometimes I'm just at my house and I'm watching Hulu, you know? Right. But I try to put some content on
there. But between that and Instagram and Snapchat, but we try every day. So everyone check it out. We are doing that. We're doing it. We're doing
it's
it now.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Anything else going on in your life? You're just
I'm doing Love Line now.
Single mingling.
I'm single. You know, this is the longest. Yeah. I was thinking today that I broke up with someone like 2 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And this is the longest I've gone without having sex in my entire life, perhaps.
No way.
Right. Not even like a dalliance. Not even like a, it's weird. But I think it's healthy. I mean, I'm not like trying. Here's the thing. I'm not like I've been like sitting home twiddling my thumbs, super busy. I'm just not focused on dating right now. And I think this is like healthy for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go bang a bunch of people in Mexico. But right now, there's no dating. I mean, I've been asked out here and there. Had like one date, but I'm just not. But it's interesting for me to look at it and go, oh, you know what? It's not where my focus is right now. But I am doing Love Line every night now.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So that's 5 nights a week. People can check that out, or you can listen to the podcast of Love Line.
Yeah.
Which is with Dr. Drew.
That's so really fun. Love Line podcast, it's available on iTunes, correct?
Yeah, just like our podcast. Yeah,
sweet.
So,
there's so many Emily podcasts now.
I know.
You have the Sex with Emily podcast, and then you have the Love Line podcast.
Right.
Wow.
I know. People are just going to be like not going to work. I know. Listening all day long.
Nonstop content.
I know. They can listen to your podcast.
Yeah. The Woody Show. It's up every single day. It's about pop culture and what's going on in the news. Not too much banging and sex.
That's okay. People need a little bit of everything. They get a lot of banging from me.
But yeah, the Woody Show is doing really well. We just got some numbers back and people are really embracing us in Los Angeles. It's great. So
I'm proud of you. Is it because of the billboard when they saw your cute face?
My billboard was like a cartoon. So.
I know, but still. That's even better.
Yeah.
Okay, so one more thing. I want to see our podcast, Dirty. I want to give you a little teaser if you wanted to check out our last podcast that we did recently, some of the shows, because we do 2 a week, Dirty Talk and Dating Dilemmas. We posted that last week. We talked about online dating deal breakers. Bad grammar is a big one.
Uh-huh.
What to do if your partner's dirty talk ends up being a distraction. We talked about long-distance relationships, so you can check out that podcast. And again, every week we do too.
It was funny. You were talking about bad grammar. There was just a study that was put out by a couple of universities saying that if you're a person that's always focused on grammar, you're probably a person that sucks to hang out with.
Really? If you're focused too much in life?
You're like, you're the a-hole that's always like trying to, you're on social media trying to correct somebody. I love it, too, because I mess up on grammar all the time on social media. But I love it that it came out that you're most likely an a-hole if you're focusing on grammar.
I don't know if you're an a-hole.
But if you're, if you're somebody in the comments. I'm like, what the F are you doing with your life all day?
I know, it's social media. We're quick. We're, moving.
Who cares?
Okay, but with dating, it's a deal breaker. Anyway, check out that show. It was a fun one.
Too, because you love people writing long messages to
writers.
You.
I know. I always dated writers. I know, but
some people don't care. They just want somebody to have fun with. And apparently you're not fun if you care about grammar all the time.
Apparently I'm dating a bunch of losers who are not fun, but they write really, really well. Also, April 20th, 420, which is a big holiday for some people. Mm-hmm. 7 p.m. I will be at the brand new Hustler Hollywood store on Hollywood Boulevard. They've got a grand
opening. They love you there.
I know. It's a grand opening, though. They've got a brand spanking new store. Hashtag shopping with Emily. Because you go into these sex stores, sometimes sex toy stores, and you're like, what the hell do I buy? They have lingerie. They have toys. You're like, what do I buy? Guess what? I will be there. We will go shopping. I'm not sure what time it's at. Oh, 7 p.m. I already said that. And you can RSVP at sexwithemily.com. I just want to see you there.
Love
it'll it. Be fun. Okay. We've got a little bit of sex in the news, Menace, and this one made me think of you. Because I got to see if this study here kind of contradicts some things that you've told me.
Uh-oh. What?
Traveling improves your sex life is the headline.
Yes.
There are a few things in life more fulfilling than travel. Broadens our perspective by exposing us to new cultures and customs and way of thinking and all that. But the benefits to traveling don't end with spiritual enlightenment. It says it's traveling can actually improve your health. And there was a survey, Expedia, legit, 31 million travelers took the survey, and 81% they said they feel better, you know, as a direct result of vacation.
Wait, a travel website did a study saying that you have better sex while you're doing travel?
Yeah.
I can't believe
it. Okay, but Menace.
I totally believe that it is true.
That doesn't surprise anybody?
Yeah.
No, the part that is that if your health feels better, but also that taking a vacation helps you lose weight. gain confidence, feel younger, and yes,
lose
have more
weight.
Sex.
Oh my God, people hog out. They say that you can gain up to 20 pounds going on vacation.
But see, when you, well, that's
there's
what I
shenanigans.
Wanted to talk
you always
got to
read the fine print on where these surveys come from.
Well,
but
listen, I don't care if it's
I don't
Expedia,
disagree with the with
true.
The with the results. No,
right. But you minus okay. But I was gonna say that you get the you get sunshine, makes you feel better.
Love it.
Right? Serotonin, mm-hmm. all that stuff. So if you're feeling depressed, creatively stunted, anxious, all the stuff we all know, it's great for vacation. Great to go on vacation and get like a renewed sense of self. But you said on a recent podcast that when you go on vacation, I was like, well, don't you ever have sex? You're like, no, I eat too much and I don't want to have sex. But you, so you are actually not going against the norm.
Yeah.
So that's
see,
not, you,
I don't
you
conform.
Didn't have a lot of sex. You don't conform, I guess.
No,
you
drink, no, I do.
You bash your head in.
Depending on, yeah, depending on the type of.
Are you avoiding having, are you drinking?
No, no, no,
sex?
No, no. No, I.
I'm just saying.
It's depending on the vacation. Like, are we doing vacation where we're really active and we're going out and hanging out in the jungle with like monkeys and shit like that, or are we going ATVing and stuff like that? Some of the stuff can be exhausting if you're all day long. But if you're relaxing, like this last one, then yeah, of course, yeah, you're having more sex.
Right. So I hope to. Well, I'm gonna be with my mom, but maybe I'll. Amazing.
Yeah, your mom will hook you up.
This made me think of you because you were saying that it was a problem sometimes when you go away.
Yeah, sometimes.
But maybe
you're in Vegas, and yeah.
And that's Vegas is your like.
Yeah, Vegas is. I love Vegas. I'm gonna be there soon, doing something. I don't know.
I haven't been.
Oh, I'm gonna go see Rihanna.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah, love Riri.
Ah, I love her.
You want to talk about a sexual person, Rihanna?
I know she's hot, right?
Yeah.
God, I would love to go.
She oozes sex.
Yeah, just like me and you. Okay.
Not me so much.
We're going to give a little shout out to our sponsors, and we'll be right back. If you've listened to the show the last couple months, you've probably heard me talk about a unique product called the Womanizer. A while back, the owners of the company asked if they could send me one to test out, which, of course, you know me, I agreed to it. I own and review a lot of toys, and I was fairly confident I've tried every category of product around, but I was wrong. The Womanizer was designed in Germany, and unlike anything else on the market, it indirectly stimulates the clitoris using suction. It's kind of like a sexy ear thermometer. It has a silicone cylinder on the face that you place over your clitoris, kind of like how a partner might use their mouth. And while it's on, you can vary the suction and move it around to create an amazingly intense experience. In fact, most women in their focus group achieved orgasm in 1 minute. That's right, a 60-second orgasm. You can just knock it out if you want. So I tried the Womanizer, and they weren't kidding. It's amazing. The suction is adjustable, and you can position it to create so many different sensations. The Womanizer is really in a category of its own, and I suggest you check it out for yourself. Go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Womanizer banner for more information. Okay, so I want to introduce a new segment we just started. Emily, please tell my partner.
Oh, no.
I know. Sometimes it's hard to approach your partner, something you might want in the bedroom. Like, you try to talk about it. It's hard to bring up, and you don't know how to do it anymore. You're like, you're hitting the wall. So I'm going to do it for you. We did it on a recent podcast, Ghosting Threesomes and the Single Grunt Guy. So if you want your boyfriend to, like, shave his pubes because they get in the way when you're going down on him, or you wish your girlfriend would talk dirty to you, and there's, like, just something you're like, oh, I can't do it, just email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com, and I can make the call for you.
Everyone is obsessed with ghosting recently.
I know. Ghosting's, like, the whole thing.
I think it's just a hot term that everybody wants to use.
It is a hot term. They love the term. We should come up with a new term, because then—
Ghosting?
Well, people just glob onto any, like, you know, Tinder's. Uh-huh. Always having now ghosting. It's like there's always like a new like hot mm-hmm. term.
Well, we were reading a survey just recently about millennials and how they break up, and they said that like ghosting is the number one way. So if people don't know what ghosting means,
please
that
explain
means,
it for the audience.
It means if you have a lot of communication with somebody that you're dating, and then suddenly you just disappear, so right. you're a ghost.
There was a great post I saw, like a blog post on some site, and it was like, what happened right before, like the last messages before the person ghosted. And it was mm-hmm. like, hey, yeah, that was really fun. Okay, well, I'll see you Tuesday. And it's like nothing. It's just all the thing. And then they're gone, which they just disappear.
Yeah.
Because I guess back in the day, though, didn't people ghost before texting? They just wouldn't call you?
Oh, it was probably so much easier to ghost.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you just never picked
never
up
see them again. They yeah. might have died. You don't know. Because yeah. you like wouldn't see him. Your friends wouldn't see him.
There was no voicemail. There was no cell phones.
It's so weird now, though, because when you, I think about this a lot. Like when you break up with someone, I remember You really wouldn't see him yeah. again. Like, you just, like, you'd have a friend months later who'd, like, oh, I ran into him at a party, and I'd be like, tell me everything. But now it's like, oh, I can just go to your Instagram and see, like,
where you been.
Yeah, who your friends are, who you like.
You ate you check for your banging. Lunch.
It's great. It's super fun. Yeah, I kind of liked it when they would be out of your life.
More and more kids, more and more kids, more of the people that I've dated over the years have kids now. It's weird.
I know. Do you see them? How do you feel about that?
I could have had a kid with you.
Right. Thank God
maybe.
You did.
Little medicine. No,
you're not going to have kids, huh?
It doesn't look like it. I got my French bulldog, Chiro. I love her.
I know.
You can follow her on Instagram. Thank you, everybody.
What is it? My dog, Chiro.
My dog, Chiro, at my dog, Chiro. Yeah, right, I mean, Chiro. That's enough, but I just can't imagine a human being, you know? Like, when she was a little puppy and I had to wake up in the middle of the night when I have to go to work at 3 a.m., it was a struggle, you know? And then imagine, like, kids for years and years
forever.
And years. And
now, like, even past 18. Like,
yeah.
You're always on your mind.
And now Chiro, she just sleeps all night, and that's it, you
know? You love her.
And then she sleeps all day, too. But I just a kid that's always in your face. And it's funny. Okay, I'm sorry, like, for people that already have kids. And
right.
It
love
seems
kids.
Like I'm knocking it.
No, it's just not for everybody.
It's hard to see people that just make themselves miserable thinking that they can't do anything because they have kids. I don't know.
What do you mean? Like, when once they have the kid, they're like, I can't do anything else.
Yeah. I mean, there's some that I know that just, like, whatever. They just had a kid, and then they're out partying, like, a month later. And then some, like, they're always focused on the kid.
I think you have to have – I know. It's such a different world now, because back in the day, like, I feel like my parents were like, oh, I have a kid, but they're going to, like, adjust to our lives. And then there was a certain generation where it's like, it was all about the kids, and we're going to do everything for the kids. And I think that – it's sort of a combination of both. Like, you have kids, but the parents can't stop, like, living their lives. And
That's what I want. I just want people to be happy, you
know?
And just have fun and be able to. But,
you're going to mess up your kids no matter what.
Yeah.
Because no one has a perfect childhood. I mean, I don't mean you're going to mess them up purposely. You're going to be the best parent in the world, but everyone's going to have issues. So you might as well just live a life that works for everybody in the family.
So much responsibility that I cannot handle.
Dude, you know me. I mean, speaking of responsibility, this email also, what?
Didn't you get a dog?
It didn't work out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Well, speaking of dogs, though. Well, no, I'm ready. I'm ready again. But this last dog that I almost adopted turns out wasn't ready for adoption. But I went through the whole process. But we're still looking.
Isn't
we're
that
to
brutal?
Look for the perfect dog.
Like, going through that entire process?
It was so sad. Yeah. I know people feel when they're, like, go off to, like, you know, wherever, Africa to, like, a child. It doesn't work. Like, I just had to go to San Francisco and it didn't work.
Wow.
But the dog just wasn't ready yet. It's a rescue dog. But I'm going to get one. But speaking of dogs, the first email came in also relates to you and I, both of us.
Okay.
Dogs. Oh, so thank you emailing us, feedback@sexwithemily.com. And thank you for also being so awesome and including your name, your age, how you listen, where you're from. Okay. Hi, Emily. I liked your recent discussion on what to do with the dog when it wants to be in the room during playtime.
Oh, we put that podcast out?
Yeah. You brought that up.
I thought we were just playing around.
No, you brought
testing
that up.
Equipment. I didn't know you were putting that on the internet.
Oh, yeah. It was already on the interweb. This is about you, Max.
Oh, no.
But they said, I was wondering if you kicked Anderson's dog out of the room when using the Sibian or whatever while you were watching the dog.
Oh, did you torment that dog?
No, I didn't. You know, I don't think I had sex when I was watching Stanley.
Hold on. You're using the Sibian? I don't even know this story.
I remember Stanley.
Rewind.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you mentioned a few weeks ago when you were also saying that we were talking about your sex life, which was monumental on the show. We were all blown away. All the sex
I thought
with
we
Emily.
Were just testing equipment. I didn't think we were putting that on the internet.
Yeah, that was on the internet. That was a podcast.
All right.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. I don't care.
Okay, I hope not, because it's out there and you got a lot of response and people are really excited that you have sex. So we talked about the fact that, you're like, what do you do when the dog's watching or not? And then it's kind of can be troubling sometimes. You say we're
They judge you.
They don't judge you.
They do.
I got a professional opinion from a vet, so just wait a minute.
All right. Go ahead.
So I watch Stanley, who I'm obsessed with, Anderson's dog sometimes. So he wants to know if I was using the Sibian with Stanley in the room. No, I was not.
All right,
I find it harder to be in the moment with a pet watching me, but I feel bad closing the door on them, especially if they've been home all day before that. They probably have better lives than us, so I guess we shouldn't feel so bad. Love, Calvin, 34. Manhattan, listen to the podcast. So, Calvin, thanks for asking. I actually didn't have sex while I was watching Stanley, Anderson's dog, so thanks for bringing that up. My old dog, Daisy, though, used to sleep at the end of the bed. with me when I would have sex. And I don't think that she's, but she was a little, she just didn't sleep.
But she didn't like try to be all up in the mix.
No, she wasn't like crying. She was like, that's cool. Just, I'm going to stay here on the bed. No, I mean, you know, so, but she was a little dog in my queen bed. But I know that you have Churro.
I have Churro.
She's a little bigger.
Yeah, she has little radar ears. Like she's like moving back and forth. And she's just like, she looks at you with piercing eyes.
See, that would be
harder.
She's
judging you.
She's not judging. She's not judging. So at the end of the day, like, you know, I was saying, Kevin, like, you're the boss. You can train your dog. I mean, you can train the dog. Like, we're to sit outside the room and hang out in a dog bed or just get over it, you know? They're not going to scar the dog. So I asked my best friend, Charlotte, who is a vet. And I said, is it bad to have, like, the dogs watch? Is it going to torment them? What do you do? And she said, I don't think it's bad for pets unless it makes them anxious, in which case you need to shut them out of the room in the first place. And you can absolutely train them to be okay with it and leave. It's not easy, but it's totally doable. So if you still want to have sex with your partner and the dog, you know, you can train your dog. And you, just like kids, the dog can't rule your life. The kids can't take, you got to still have sex with your partner. And if the dog, I mean, does Churro get anxious?
Churro, yeah, she'll run back and forth on the edge of the bed and want to jump on the bed.
Give her a big bone and put her out in the.
No, she doesn't care. She wants to be
with you. I get it.
Mama and Papa.
I know, but I don't want it to stop. You know, babies would still be sleeping. You'd still be sleeping. Kids would still be sleeping with their mom at 18 if you didn't eventually, like, train your kids. So I just wanted to share that with you. Okay, hi, Emily. I am 21-year-old female, and I've been in a relationship for 3 years. Everything with them is really good, but I miss just having a sex buddy. So I'd like to add a sexual partner to my life without breaking up with my boyfriend. I don't feel like my relationship with either of them will affect the other, but lots of people do. So this is where I would like your advice. Should I talk to my boyfriend about this? If so, how? If I don't say anything, is it considered cheating? Thanks for the help, Kelsey.
All right, Kelsey.
Kelsey, we've got a little ground to cover here. Let me get this straight. You're in a committed relationship with your boyfriend of 3 years who you should be having sex with, but you'd like to add a little something to the side. And Kelsey, this is called cheating. Gotta be honest with you. Yeah. She's having sex, but she's like, I just kind of want to have more sex on this. She says,
and your partner doesn't know anything about it, then like, it's cheating.
Right. It's totally
Would your partner be upset?
She's like, I don't know if they'd be upset. She's asking me. She's like,
you don't know?
She says to me, well, they might be okay. I'm not sure yet. She's in a boy. She's like, but I miss having sex on the side, which means, A, Kelsey, you're not having fulfilling sex in your relationship right now, and you got to turn all this sexual energy that you have towards your boyfriend and work on that and see why you're not being fulfilled by that. Or you could talk to him and say, I'm thinking of getting something outside of the relationship, but do not go and have sex with someone else. Yes, that is considered cheating. 100%. I don't think your boyfriend's going to be okay with it, and it's dishonest. And she wants a little F buddy without telling him, but wants to know if that's cheating.
Oh, it's totally cheating. Right. Come on.
I mean, but maybe he's been looking for something else. I mean, I'm not saying you need to break up. I'm saying that you need to talk to him before you venture outside the relationship.
Yeah, start off with a woman. Say, hey, I think I want to mess around with a woman. And, I mean, he'll be open to that. And then maybe, hey.
Just kidding.
Hey, what do you think of me hooking up with another guy?
You think she's got to ease into it?
Yeah, you got to ease into it. Not just like straight up, I want to hook up with another guy. Because I very, very small percentage of guys would be cool with that.
Yeah, I know. But she's just like, hey, is that cool? Can I do that? No, I don't think it's cool. Don't cheat. And if you want to be in an open relationship, that's a whole nother thing. But that's about rigorous honesty, talking to your partner. And so, Kelsey, don't go off and do that. Okay. Hello, Emily. My name is Owen. I'm 22 years old, a huge fan of your work. I'm about to lose my virginity, which I'm excited about, but I've had something I was always insecure about. I sweat a lot. I'm a bit worried that it could be a turnoff during sex since I've never had sex before. I want to know, in your experience having and studying sex, do you get sweaty during sex? Is it a turn on or turn off if a guy gets sweaty during sex? What advice do you have for sweaty guys like me?
Sweaty.
Owen, first time, never had sex. There's so many things that guys worry about.
Yeah, he's worrying about
sex.
Sweating. Like, don't worry about sweating.
There's so many other things
all.
To worry about, by the way. No. You should listen to our Virgin show that we just put out. We just put out a show about everything you need to know about being a virgin and having sex.
What happened in that episode? Can you give me a small recap?
I had sex with a virgin.
You did?
Yeah, it was a really interesting show.
On the show?
People always complain that it's called Sex with Emily. I never actually have sex on the show. So I was like, get me a virgin.
Oh, sweet.
That's not what happened.
I'm sure that got a lot of downloads.
Now it will. Okay, so I understand that he's worried, right? I mean, do you remember the first time you had sex?
Yes, I do. And I was extremely worried because my mother tormented me my entire life and told me the first time I ever have sex, I'm going to get a woman pregnant. But then after...
Everyone's so tormented by that.
Yeah,
parents.
But after the first time, then, you know, I was good. And then I wanted to do it all the time, of course.
Of course, and you haven't stopped, except for when you go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't know if he has like a normal amount of sweating. Like there are people who have excessive sweating, which is called hyperhidrosis. And that's like when you like, did you know those people who like, they like have this.
You're having sex. So don't even worry about
it. He's worried about sweating. So yeah, you do sweat during sex sometimes when it's really hot. It's kind of sexy though. Like you sweat.
It's sex lubrication.
Is messy. Right. Sweating is a lubrication. That's what he's saying. Instead of communication is lubrication. Listen, sex is messy. It's a beautiful thing, but there's semen. There can be vaginal excretions like squirting. Uh-huh. There could be sweating, blood, for example.
Yeah.
There's a
fecal
lot of stuff
matter.
That goes on. Fecal matter, if you're into that kind of thing. There's a lot that goes on, and it's not always, you know, but that's part of sex. So I wouldn't trip on it. And if you're with someone that you like and you trust, at the moment she's not going to be like, oh my God, I'm so excited to be having sex. Bottom line, she'll be psyched to be having sex, and so will you, and I wouldn't trip on the sweating thing.
Not at all. You'll be okay.
You'll be fine. We all survived. Okay. We got another email. Dear Dr. Emily, I'm a longtime listener from Toronto. You've answered my questions in the past and are always insightful. I'm 48, divorced 8 years, single mom, and recently met and began dating a man 8 months ago. Our physical connection is incredible. Our intellect is off somewhat. And although I don't believe in dating based on potential, I believe that he's open to learning new things, is never judgmental, and always kind. My issue is this. Because I have teenage daughters at home, our dates, which are once a week, are always at his house. I've recently become resentful, unbeknownst to him, of the fact that I always bring the wine I'd like to drink and the dinner or snacks. The wine is $15. I'm including this fact so that you don't think my taste is above what perhaps he might be able to afford. And although I'm a vegetarian, cheese, grapes, and baguette doesn't seem to too much to expect, or is it? His fridge is always bare, except for the beer he drinks. I often ask on my way there, do you have wine? Maybe some crackers? The answer is no. So I stop on my way to his house. He seems apologetic, but never offers to reimburse me or pay for the groceries I bring when I cook his dinner at his house. Please help. It is not my nature to point out someone's inadequacies. After many months of gas, mileage, food, wine purchases, I'm beginning to feel like this man will never reciprocate, despite what I feel to be basic prep to enjoy an evening with your lover. Thanks for all you do, Madison, Menace, and Anderson, too. Appreciate your feedback, Kelly.
All right, Kelly.
All right. Yeah.
If you're just going to him all the time with all this stuff, and he's not... doing the same,
right?
Then you're kind of just getting used.
Don't you think I'm mad? Because I was thinking like there's two things going on. Like, is he being cheap, or he doesn't just realize he's being considerate? Like,
I think while he's enjoying it, he might be like, just oblivious. Oblivious?
oblivious, but he's probably in his 40s, right? She's 48, he's something. So I just kind of think, you know, that you got to bring it up. I mean,
Well, this is what I would do.
Okay.
Without even bringing it up, invite him to come see you.
See, she can't because she has daughters at home, so she always has to go to him and
then,
drive there.
Okay, well, find another place where he can meet you and see what happens. And if he does absolutely nothing after everything that you've done, then he's either completely stupid or, he's just taking advantage of you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it does say a lot about him, but I wouldn't jump to conclusions that he will never reciprocate if you've never brought it up to him. So let's just give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's been a bachelor for a long time.
Yeah, and definitely if I was in that situation and I just felt like that she kept on wanting to do that, then I would just let her, you know?
Right. Well, this is what I'm saying. So some guys are just kind of dense. Like, maybe he's never been in a relationship. I don't know. I mean, for some people, it's kind of like a muscle. Like, if you don't bring it up, he's not going to know. But if you say to him, like, you know, I feel like you're going to start to resent him even more. So you could just say, call him the next week. This is what I think. Because she says she could only go to his house because she's got kids at home. And she likes to sleep at his house once a week. So I would just say, hey, babe, I'm running a little late. Can you pick up the wine and food? Done.
Yeah.
Stop offering. See what happens. If he's like, no, I don't have time, whatever, then show up empty-handed and then see what happens. And
that's
if he says,
plan.
Oh, I don't have time, you know, whatever, I can't do it, I've got everything I need here. You know, oh, I've got everything I need here, and you walk in and there's beer in an empty fridge, he's selfish.
Okay,
he's a selfish
bastard. That's a good plan.
But,
I mean, because
right?
I would be put in a weird situation if a woman brought that up to me, like, hey, you're never buying the wine or anything like that. I'd be like, okay. I just wasn't picking up on
that's
it,
you what
know?
I'm
but that's a good test, though.
Right?
Not to play games because I hate games.
Right.
But it's a good test
to
avoid making things awkward.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got two kids, you're working hard, you're driving there, you're making the effort. I say, just say, I don't have time tonight. Can you pick up my wine? I like the Pinot Grigio and the crackers.
Or the Opus One.
Right. Pick up the Opus One, biatch.
Which is a $300
bottle of wine. Right. But I would just, you're not being.
I had some recently.
You did? Was it good? Yeah. I've had it
once. It was cool. I couldn't tell the difference. It could be a $2
bottle of
wine.
I know. That's the thing. I mean, but Kelly, I don't think that you're being out of line. You seem like a really sweet, conscious, you know, giving woman. And I don't think that you're asking too much here at all for him to contribute to show, like, a little consideration. Because I was dating a guy once. I remember the same thing. Like, I'd go to his house and we were dating, you know, for a while. And I was like, every time I went over there, or one time I went over there and he was like, eating dinner. He's like, and he knew that I hadn't eaten because, you know, I never pick up food. He's like, oh, yeah. Oh, you haven't eaten? I'm like, no. He's like, yeah, I just picked up food. And that was annoying. He did that a few times. And then another time, like, he knows I only drink wine, but he only drinks whiskey. So, like, he never once, like, I bought whiskey at my house. So, just like, there's certain things, like, you know, you kind of, and then eventually he picked up on it. Like, one time he's like, look, I got your wine. So, you know, if he's not getting it, you got to try this. And if not, I think you can, then if you really like this guy, you can say something like, it would mean a lot to me if you could provide the food and snacks from time to time, but let's just see how it goes with the test. But you are not out of line here at all, Kelly. I think it's totally understandable that it should be reciprocal. So, and thanks for the sweetness and thanks for listening to the show. Long time listener. I love that. In Toronto, one of my favorite cities. Okay, Kelly, thank you.
I love Toronto.
Listening.
I've never been there, but
oh,
I would love
awesome
to go.
Awesome city. Yeah, we used to go a lot.
I hear good things.
Because Michigan, we'd go. It was a drive. All right, that's all we got time for.
That's it?
I know, baby.
We're making
it
a shorty one.
Well, Menace, people can find you.
Just Menace on Instagram and Twitter is always the best. I love Instagram. Instagram's my thing. I like taking photos.
Yeah.
You know, my dog Chiro, and I think that's it.
Okay.
Or, you know,
Woody podcast.
Yeah, the Woody Show podcast. You can find on iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you want. It's
wherever
there.
Podcasts are not sold.
Yeah,
we
don't sell podcasts. And yeah, a lot of people have been listening to both shows, which is great. I love that.
I love that. Do they hit you up and say?
Yeah, I mean, I run into people around Los Angeles who listen. It's the Woody Show. If you don't know, it's a morning radio show on Alt 98.7 in Los Angeles, owned by iHeartRadio. It's on every day, 6 to 10 a.m. But I run into people all the time that listen to both shows.
That's
it's
awesome.
Great.
I love
in
it.
The most awkward places,
like in the
it's
bathroom.
Funny. No, I'll be like at maybe a kid-friendly park, and somebody will whisper like, "Hey, I listen to Sex." Oh,
you say
sweet.
Whisper. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Metis, and also everyone. Thank you for supporting the show. I love hearing from you, and also I love when you review the show, Metis. Whenever you tell people like you've shouted that out before, if you go to iTunes, you like the show.
That'd be great.
Five-star.
That really helps. You know?
Yeah, it really does help. And your subscriptions help too.
Emily has a whole squad now of people that she
love my squad.
That she works with to put the show together. I just come and turn the microphones on. But it would really, really help the show if you could just go and rate and review it. Emily wants 5 stars, but if you want to just be honest, put whatever you want. It really hurts her feelings,
cool.
though, when there's 1 or 2 stars.
Yeah, just don't do it. Just
she
don't
cries
subscribe.
About it at night.
I do cry, and I haven't slept, you know, I won't sleep for a few days, but it's cool. I just want you to be all to be honest, because we're all about rigorous
the
honesty.
The only reviews that I hate is, like, the people that want us to be hardcore, where we're dropping F-bombs and S-bombs and talking, you know, being extremely dirty.
Do they say that?
I feel like that's the
I don't
people.
Swear.
They don't
I swear swear once.
Yeah, we should. I mean, but we should. Of course, we swear here classy. And there. But like the people that want like some hardcore raunchy show, that's just not what this is.
That's no. We're trying to help you.
I'm sorry.
Entertain you along the way.
Go find another show.
Who we are.
I'm sure it sucks.
But yeah. But follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all at Sex with Emily. And also, don't forget our amazing Facebook page, facebook.com/sexwithemily. And thank you to my amazing squad. As you mentioned,
the squad.
Madison and Lori and Nina and Jamie and Lauren and Menace. I've got fucking amazing people.
I know, so right?
There, crazy. I swear, because I love them so much. Okay, everyone, thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I have a daily routine that keeps me grounded. Things I absolutely must do before I can even head out the door. And over the past few months, I added something new, The Intensity by Pour Moi. The Intensity combines two things I love and talk about all the time, Kegel exercises and orgasms. Seriously, I feel like they made this product just for me. Originally developed as a medical device to cure, yes, cure, many pelvic floor issues women experience, like inability to orgasm and urinary incontinence, especially after childbirth, the makers quickly learned that the only real side effects from its use were incredible orgasms, which, if you ask me, is not a bad side effect at all. The Intensity applies gentle electrostimulation directly to the pelvic floor muscles. It gives you an amazing, effective Kegel workout. And, as you know, stronger Kegels equals stronger orgasms. So once they realized the Intensity was the best of both worlds, utility and pleasure, the designers added powerful vibrations and a clitoral stimulator for that pleasure side effect. The result is much more than a sex toy. Seriously, it's a product that has changed my sex life. Now it's your turn. To find out how the Intensity can change your sex life, go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Intensity banner. Don't forget to use code Emily at checkout so they know who sent you. I get a lot of emails looking for advice on just about everything, but I'm always excited to get questions that I can offer a definitive solution to. Although some of you are embarrassed to write me about lasting longer in bed, you should know it's way more common than you think, and there is a clinically proven solution, Promescent. Promescent is a quickly absorbing delay spray that was developed by urologists to address issues with premature ejaculation, or PE. Make no mistake, this is not the old-fashioned delay spray that leaves you and your partner numb. It still allows your maximum sensation without any transfer to your partner. The makers of Promescent have been dedicated to helping men for years now, and they have taken the product through rounds of clinical tests that have proven its effectiveness. It is FDA compliant and has been endorsed by a host of medical professionals. Promescent is the real deal. Even if you don't always experience PE, Promescent can help you and your partner experience longer lasting sex, boost your confidence, and eliminate performance anxiety. Try it for yourself and see. Promescent is available without a prescription from a variety of retailers. For more information or to order, go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Promescent banner.